things that you do.
Marla, what made you want to become a witch?
I feel like I was born a witch because I was always weird. When I was really little, I would get sick a lot and had to stay home from school, kind of like how you did. And so I had weird experiences. And then growing up, when I was a teenager, I was always in nature because I grew up on an island, and there was trees and nature all around, and I spent a lot of time in the forest. So for me, a lot of my witch stuff has to do with looking at nature, trying to understand nature, and seeing how nature works. So that is really the main reason.
Well, is there any studying or stuff you had to do? Like, what did you do to prepare for being a witch?
I've done a lot of studying. I started, like I said, as a teenager when I was in the forest all the time. I started reading books about paganism and nature religions. And a lot of my martial arts practices made me read a lot of books by Taoists. Those are the Chinese religions that watch nature and look at nature and try to see how it works. And then I went to school to study nature. So I studied biochemistry, biology, organic chemistry, all the things I could to try to understand the universe. So for me personally, the word witch, if you look it up, it actually means wise one or someone who knows a lot of stuff. And I'm just kind of a nerd who asked a lot of questions and wanted to try to understand the universe. So that's what witch means to me. And to prepare for being a witch, I literally have just read like tens of thousands of books. So I did study a lot, yes.
And how do you use the information that you learned through that in your job now?
In my job now, I provide my brain to everyone who comes and seeks me. So I've learned so many things, so I basically try to share what I've learned. So I've studied health, the body, thinking, psychology, problem solving. So I'm kind of like able to use my mind and how I've trained it and be able to help other people that maybe they don't know how to ask the right question for their problem, or they're not even really sure what their problem is, or they might be having some kind of psychological dilemma, or maybe there's some medicine or food that can be helpful to them, and I might know the answer to that from my research. So literally all the things I've learned, I use with the people all the time.
How do you start being a witch? Like, how do you go about starting your profession as a witch?
Well, people just kept asking me for help because I knew a bunch of stuff. So at first, I was just helping friends with this stuff or doing divination for people or talking about herbs when people were sick. And then it worked, so they would tell their friends about it, and then their friends would come and ask me for help. And then so many people just asked me for help that I decided to just start doing it.
And are there any other aspects of being a witch?
Yeah. Yes. I love my job a lot. There's a lot of amazing things that I get to experience with people, but a lot of times people's lives will change because they had a way to solve their problem that they didn't think about before, or something they realized that they didn't know before. And so this really big problem that they might have had before is able to be resolved. And that's very cool, and it feels really good when you can help someone with some really big problem that they've had for a really long time, and then they get to come to a peace with it. So the funnest thing about my job is just seeing, you know, how it helps people.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just feel very lucky that I get to experience this life with people and share in investigating people's problems and learning about things that are mysterious, that sometimes people take for granted that they know things, but then they find out something deeper that they may have never considered before. And you get to feel connection with a lot of things like nature. And I can feel, you know, a lot of times when the seasons change and it's like a new season, I can feel those things because I spend a lot of time in nature. So you can feel the earth. right? A lot of people just watch TV all day, so they don't even know when the spring comes because they can't feel it. So being a witch and the meditations I do and hanging out in nature helps me feel things. A lot of people don't like feeling things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're telling all those lies about the good things.